Hallelujah. Can we lift up our hands and appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for this moment? Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Thank you for the first word. Thank you for the second word. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, of standing here. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Please, let's give the Lord a big clap of hand as we take our seats in the precious name of Jesus. I want to start by appreciating my father and my mother for the privilege and the opportunity of being raised, of being impacted, and having anything to offer our generation. Our ministry was just 2 years old when he picked us up, along with God's servant, Pastor Ibiomi, and several others, and began to impact very heavily. We do not take this for granted. I appreciate you, sir, Bishop Abioye. When I sort of lost connection with my father after Jos, I came to you in Kaduna, and you were the one who reconnected me back, and called him immediately from your office, and said to me, you can speak to him directly. I had come to you and I said, look, you are directly under him, so if I can't reach him, I can be with you. And you said, no, you can reach him directly. Thank you, sir. I appreciate my brother, Pastor David Ibiomi, who almost finished preaching my message just now. Please, next time, stay on your lane. I have been asked to preach on engaging the power of the Holy Ghost towards church growth. And then it just went there. Like our father said some time ago to me at our church in Abuja during the groundbreaking, he is one of the people that practically validates what is happening in this commission, to say that it is not only possible somewhere, it is possible everywhere. We're together a few weeks ago, touring the facilities of the church, the school that they have, and I told him, I said, if I went to that kind of school when I was a child, I wouldn't be at this level now. Powerful work, and we give the Lord the praise. Engaging the power of the Holy Ghost towards church growth. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, from verse 1. The Bible said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 5. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. And I'm verse 6. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Engaging the power of the Holy Ghost towards church growth. In this session, I'll be looking at two basic things. First of all, we shall be understanding the assignment of the Holy Ghost in church growth. And secondly, we shall be understanding the engagement of the Holy Ghost in church growth. By way of introduction, there are three things that I would like us to understand. Number one, we serve the God of multitudes and massive numbers. The God of multitudes, who is also the God of massive numbers. He believes so much in numbers that the whole book of the Bible is called Numbers. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 28, the Bible said, in the multitude of the people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. He believes so much in numbers that everything he made in abundance. You look at the mountains. You look at the oceans. You look at the stars. I did saw a study recently that said that in our universe we have over 200 billion trillion stars. 200 billion trillion is 200 sextillion. That is 2 with 23 zeros behind it. That is the number of stars he scattered in the universe. Some of the stars are 20 to 40 kilometers in diameter. Some of the stars are the size of the earth. Some of the stars are 1,500 times the size of the sun. Some of the stars. That is the kind of universe that Jehovah, the mega multitude God, created. He doesn't deal with anything small. Yes, he doesn't deal with anything small. Give him the praise. The mega, mega, mega big God. He doesn't deal with anything small. I saw the population of the angels around the throne in Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. And the Bible was describing, and he said, "And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." That is one with 14 zeros behind it. By the time you multiply those figures, 100 trillion, that is 14 times the population of the earth. That is the number of angels that stand around the throne. What a mega God. What a big God. And what business do you have to do with smallness if you are connected with such a big God? What business do you have with littleness? What business do you have with nothingness? Today I decree in the name of Jesus, every trace of smallness, every trace of littleness, every trace of small-sizedness is over in your life and in your ministry. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. That is the kind of God we serve. That is the size of the God we serve. We can go on and on in that line. But the second thing we need to note at this introduction is that we are in the multitudes era of the church, where God has ordained to restore the beauty of his people. The multitudes era of the church. In Micah chapter 4, verse 1, all the way to verse 3, he shows us, and he said, "But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it." And he said, verse 2, "And many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Hallelujah. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19, he said, "And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few, and I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small." From this moment, someone's ministry will never be few anymore. And in the name of Jesus, it will never be small anymore. In Jesus' precious name, we are in the multitude era of the church, where God has ordained to restore the beauty of the church. Thirdly, the golden multitude era of the church is only realizable by the power of the Spirit. This multitude era, this mega era, this colossal era, monumental, titanic era, this massive era is realizable by the power of the Spirit. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1. By the time you reach verse 6, he told us that the golden thing that will happen in the church will not be by power nor by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. We saw already in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, and in verse 1, when the Holy Ghost landed and filled the house, the outcome was verse 6. And the Bible said, "It was noised abroad, and the multitude came together." The Holy Ghost is the spirit of the multitudes. The multitude came together and we are confounded because every man heard them speak in his own language. When you reach verse 41 of Acts chapter 2, the same day, 3,000 souls were added to the church. When you move to Acts chapter 4, verse 4, then you begin to see how, be it many of them which had the word believed, and the number of men were about 5,000. So it moved from the multitudes to 3,000 in one day, and then 4,000. And then in Acts chapter 6, verse 1, they multiplied, the multitude multiplied. In those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring. So there was a multiplication. And then you reach verse 7, it multiplied greatly in Acts chapter 6 and in verse 7. The Bible says the word of God increased and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly by the agency of the Holy Spirit. By the time you reach Acts chapter 13 verse 44, a whole city came together. The next Sabbath day, came almost the whole city together by the word of God. I believe that someone's ministry is shortly, the whole city will gather to hear your voice. If you believe that, you say the loudest amen. This is the agenda of the Holy Ghost. It's a crowded agenda. It's a multitude agenda. It's an overflow agenda. It's a massive agenda. The question is, what does the Holy Ghost do? What is the assignment of the Holy Ghost? What does the Holy Ghost do as far as the church growth is concerned? Number one, the Holy Spirit is the Lord of the harvest. Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 to 38, he said we should pray for the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into the harvest. In John chapter 16, verse 7, all the way to verse 11, we see the Spirit of the Lord. I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will convict the world of sin and so forth. He is the Lord of the harvest. In Acts chapter 2, verse 6, 1 and 6, we saw how the multitudes came together by the agency of the Lord of the harvest. The Holy Spirit is the Lord of the harvest. Number two, the Holy Spirit imparts divine visions and directions unto church growth. He imparts divine visions and directions. The Bible says in Joel chapter 2 verse 28, he said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. In Acts chapter 2, verse 16 to 17, we also saw that repeated. The Holy Ghost imparts visions and directions unto church growth. Pastor David just told us about directions, being sensitive to the Holy Spirit and following strategic directions. It makes all the world of difference. One day we saw a growth of about 10,000 people within a 5-week period just because of a direction. I was traveling and inside the aircraft I heard that I should go back home and we should start 5 services, called the 5 services of grace. And we're doing 3 services before. And I heard that, how are we going to do that? And I came back immediately, initiated the process, printed the handbills, and then we started that. Those 5. The first of those 5 services, explosion. The second one, explosion. By the time it was 5th week, we had already exceeded 10,000 before, above the number we were before this thing started. And then it exploded until we got into the 6th service, and then overflow outside the fence of where we worship by one divine direction. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of visions and direction. Our Father told us yesterday about the place of making the scriptures our picture. Not just hearing what the scripture says, but seeing what the scripture says. Seeing that is the agency of the Holy Spirit. He is the one that turns scriptures into pictures and gives you the capacity to venture so you can capture the future. Hallelujah. So the Spirit of God imparts visions and directions. Number three, the Holy Spirit imparts love and passion for God in the hearts of the saint. Love and passion. passion for God. Love and passion for God. And that translates into willingness in serving. In Romans chapter 5 and in verse 4, the Bible said, and patience, experience, and hope, and verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is saturated abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. The Holy Ghost makes us passionate for God. It makes the saints passionate for God. In Psalm 110 verse 3, the Bible said, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. So there is a willingness upon the pastor. There is a willingness upon the church membership by the agency of the Holy Ghost to carry out the assignment. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number 4, the Holy Spirit empowers the believers to be effective witnesses for Christ. Empowers the believers to be effective witnesses unto Christ, unto church growth. Effective witnesses unto Christ, unto church growth. In Acts chapter 1 and in verse 8, the Bible said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea. He empowers the believers to be effective witnesses for Christ. Number 5, the Holy Spirit grants utterance that pricks the hearts of sinners unto repentance. Utterance that pricks the hearts of sinners. We just heard that eloquence of speech is not what will get the job done. The kind of utterance that pricks the hearts of sinners. Word that convicts. In Acts chapter 2 verse 37 and in verse 38, we saw how Peter spoke and the hearts, and when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, and so forth. It pricks the heart. We also read John chapter 16, verse 7 to verse 9, where the Bible said, "He will convict. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient unto you that I go away. For if I go not, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And then he shall come. When he's come, he will reprove the world. He will convince them of sin." The Holy Spirit pricks the hearts of sinners unto repentance. Number 6, the Holy Spirit empowers our prayer life unto kingdom advancement prayers. Empowers our prayer life. Gives you the capacity to pray and pray aright. He is the Spirit of grace and supplication. He is the Spirit of intercession. In Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10, it talks about pouring upon the house of David the Spirit, and upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the Spirit of grace and of supplication. In Romans chapter 8 verse 26 and in verse 27, Romans 8 26, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he said, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Gives us the capacity to pray and pray aright. Number 7, the Holy Spirit directs us to where souls ordained unto eternal life are waiting. He directs us, directs our evangelistic effort, directs us to where souls that are ordained unto eternal life are waiting. We saw the story of Philip in Acts chapter 8 verse 26 all the way to verse 36, where the angel spoke unto him, arise, go towards the south to the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, and so forth. And he was joined to the Ethiopian eunuch. The Holy Spirit directs us to where souls ordained unto eternal life are waiting. Number 8, the Holy Spirit endues us with the wisdom to speak the right words and the word in season. The right word and the word in season. In Job chapter 6 verse 25, the Bible said, how forcible are the right words. Isaiah chapter 50 and in verse 4, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He endues us with the wisdom to speak the right words and the word in season. And also wisdom to win and establish souls. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30, wisdom to win and establish souls. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. So it takes wisdom to win souls, and it takes wisdom to establish souls. I see wisdom coming for somebody here this morning. And if you are that one, you say aloud, amen. I said, I see wisdom coming for someone here this morning. Shout the Lord, must say amen. Number 9, the Holy Spirit empowers insight and increase of the word on the altar. Empowers insight and increase of the word on our altars. And that leads to the multiplication of disciples. He is the Spirit. He empowers insight, empowers increase of the word on our altars, which will lead to the multiplication of disciples. Ephesians 1:17 makes it clear that he is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Spirit of wisdom and revelation. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 12 and 13. 1 Corinthians 2, 12 and 13. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And when the word comes, multiplication happens. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15 and 16. He said, I will give you pastors according to my heart. We shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And then it shall come to pass when you be multiplied and increased. So when the word increases, multiplication happens. Acts chapter 6 and in verse 7. And the word of the Lord increased, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly. So everywhere there is word insight and word increase, disciples multiply, and the Holy Spirit helps in that ministry. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Number 10, the Holy Spirit empowers us to bring down the gates of hell against the continuous growth of the church. He empowers us to bring down the gates of hell that stand against the continuous growth of the church. In Isaiah chapter 19, verse 19, when that enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against that enemy. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19, and then Acts chapter 13, from verse 6 all the way to verse 11, we saw how Paul the Apostle stood against Elimas the sorcerer by the Spirit of the Lord. He was standing in the way of the Lord, and he tore him down by the Spirit of the Lord. Every gate of hell standing against your ministry from this conference, they shall be pulled down in the name of Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 10 and in verse 25, Isaiah chapter 10, verse 25, all the way to verse 27, it says, for yet a very little while, and the indignation shall cease, and mine anger in their destruction. Can someone say louder, amen? And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him, according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Horeb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. A yoke is being destroyed from somebody's ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 11, the Holy Spirit is the oil of joy and gladness that empowers fruitful stewardship. Fruitful and rewarding stewardship. He's the oil of joy and gladness. Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 3, it talks about the oil of gladness instead of the garment of the spirit of, instead of the oil of, to appoint to them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. He empowers us in Psalm 45 and in verse 7. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And when we walk gladly, we see desired results. According to Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 47 to 48. Now, number 12. The Holy Spirit is the activator of authentic praise and celebration among the flock, leading to the multiplication of the flock. Authentic praise and celebration among the flock. In Acts chapter 2, verse 8 all the way to verse 13, we saw how the people praised God until they said they were filled with new wine. Romans chapter 14, verse 17, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. When joy happens in the congregation, there is an increase in the crowd. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. He said, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. I believe that someone here in that ministry, every spirit of dryness and every spirit of depression is arrested forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 13, the Spirit of God is the activator of healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. Healings, miracles, signs, and wonders that lead to the pool of multitudes. Healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. Paul the Apostle, speaking in Romans chapter 15, verse 19, he said, by many signs and wonders, he has fully preached the gospel round about. Healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. And Acts chapter 5, verse 14 to verse 16. Acts chapter 5. And believers were the more added to the Lord. Multitudes, both men and women. Why? Verse, in so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And they came out a multitude. The Holy Spirit is the activator of healings, miracles, signs, and wonders that bring about the pool of multitudes. 14. Have two more to go. 14. The Holy Spirit is the supernatural wind that announces the acts of God in his house to the world. The supernatural wind that announces the acts of God in the house to the world, bringing in the multitude, announces the acts of God. In Songs of Solomon chapter 4, verse 16, Songs of Solomon chapter 4, verse 16, he said, awake, O north wind, and come, thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out, so that my beloved may come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruit. He blows upon the garden, blows the spices out. You see, it is possible for things to be happening and nobody is aware. And nobody is aware. It's possible for God to be there and nobody is aware. And the devil does not care what is happening where you are for as long as nobody is aware. But the Spirit of God blows the spices out and then brings the beloved in. I speak upon somebody here. As you return back home, the spices of God's presence and power in that assembly shall be blown out, and the beloved of the Lord shall flow in. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Somebody read that passage with me. Songs chapter 4, verse 16. Want to go? Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat. They are coming, and they are coming, and they are coming. And they are coming, and they are coming, and they are coming. And they are coming, and they are coming, and they are coming. And they are coming, and they are coming, and they are coming. From the north they are coming. From the south they are coming. From the east they are coming. From the territories around they are coming. You believe it? Say the loudest amen. God showed me that scripture. We took it up as a prayer point. And it became impossible for any devil to claim ignorance of what is happening. The Holy Spirit is the supernatural wind. In Acts chapter 2 and in verse 6, it was noised abroad. It was noised abroad. And the people came. He blows the news and the people comes. Finally, the Holy Spirit establishes the manifest presence of God. The cloud of his presence. Acts chapter 10 verse 38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He establishes the manifest presence of God in the house. And why is this important? Anywhere you see the cloud, you see the crowd. The cloud is the magnet of the crowd. The cloud of glory, the cloud of his presence magnetizes the crowd of people. If you don't lack the cloud, you can't lack the crowd. If the presence of God is feelable and is palpable and is tangible in the crowd, the presence, the people must gather. How do we engage the power of the Spirit? In conclusion, first of all, through the infilling, through the widespread infilling of the Holy Ghost. Widespread infilling of the Holy Ghost. What are we talking about? It says in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem. In Luke 24:49, wait in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. I want every pastor to live here and let us go back home for a Holy Ghost baptism revival. Every single person, the Spirit of God is the seal of this, of the redemption of God's people. As they give their lives to Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost immediately. As people, and as we give the altar call for those who need to be saved, what of those who need to be filled with the Holy Ghost? We get that done. Number two, through, how do we engage the Spirit? Through aggressive, extensive praying, especially in the Holy Ghost. Aggressive, extensive praying, especially in the Holy Ghost. Asking the Lord of the harvest to take over our harvest field with his mighty rushing wind. Aggressive, extensive prayer in the Holy Ghost. Asking the Lord of the harvest to take over our harvest field with his mighty rushing wind, with his irresistible sound, and draft the multitudes. Acts chapter 2, verse 2 all the way to verse 6, we saw that. We also saw in verse 37 to verse 41, and then Numbers chapter 11, verse 31, we saw how the wind of the Lord went out and brought the quail from the sea. Numbers 11, 41. Isaiah chapter 5, 1131, sorry. 1131. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 26. Say, and he will lift up an ensign to the nations from far, and he will hiss unto them from the end of the earth. And behold, they shall come with speed swiftly. He will lift up the ensign to the nation. He will just say, he is hissing. The Holy Spirit is hissing. And then they shall come with speed. Look at the next verse. Verse 20. They shall come with speed, speedily. And they shall come with speed swiftly. Speed swiftly. I see them coming swiftly in the precious name of Jesus Christ. You believe that? Say a louder amen. Amen. Finally, engaging the activity of the Holy Spirit. Number three, true worship and spiritual songs. True worship and spiritual songs. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13 and in verse 1 to 2, they were fasting and worshiping when the Holy Ghost spake. True worship and spiritual songs. They were fasting and praying. And then Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, all the way to verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Spiritual songs is the activator of the fullness of the Spirit. And one more, four. How do we activate the ministry of the Holy Spirit? Through submission to his leading. Through submission to his direction. Like we just heard earlier. Through submission to his leading. What are you saying now? What are you doing now? What step do I take now? Romans chapter 8 verse 14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Through submission to his leading. I see the fullness of the Holy Spirit come upon a ministry here this morning in the name of Jesus. Can we take 5 minutes to pray in the Holy Spirit? Will you stand up on your feet and lift up your hands and just blast in tongues? Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit at the top of your voice. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, I welcome you. Take your place in my life. Take your place in my life. I welcome your activity. In the name of Jesus, I'd like you to pray it well. Lift your voice and say, Holy Spirit, take your place in my life, in my ministry, in full activity. Open your mouth, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. At the top of your voice, at the top of your lungs. Pray in the Spirit. Spirit of the living God, I welcome you. Are you praying? I welcome your assignment. I welcome your activity in my life, in my ministry, in my assignment. I need fresh fire of the Spirit, fresh impact of the Spirit. I welcome you. 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 I welcome your assignment. 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 Go ahead and speak. Level of fire. Go ahead and make demands on a new level of fire. 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 A new wave of impact. A new wave of grace. A new wave of grace. A new wave of help. Open your mouth and pray. A new level, 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 a new way. Of fire, a new wave of power, a new wave of fire, a new wave of power. Jesus' precious name. Fresh fire is released. Fresh grace is released. Fresh move of the Holy Ghost is released in Jesus' name. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Thank you, sir.